A lefty. I'm a lefty. I'm a lefty.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, so is my husband.
Ah. 10% of the population are lefties. 10% of the world are lefties.
Yeah.
They used to tell us when we were kids that the brain that a lefty has a different brain. The part of the brain that's in charge on the other side of the head. I think they've disproven that. It's not true. I think the latest science, you know, they keep on changing their minds every day, you know. You have to trust the science. But the science has to get its act together. But I think I read recently, because I once did a lot of research on this. I gave a shiur about Kohanim doing avodah for lefties, and I read up on some of, you know, the latest information, and they say it's a myth that they say that lefties, their brain is different. The part of their brain that controls their whole being is on the opposite than the righty. They say it's totally not true. There's no difference in the brain between the lefty and the righty. They have the same brain. Whatever it is, for whatever the reason is, the lefty is...
Lefties have a lower life expectancy.
Yeah?
Because they're prone to accidents by being left-handed.
Interesting. Look, all cars are designed for righties. The pedal, the gas pedal is on the right side. Okay, and the brake, whatever. I mean, the whole world is designed for righties.
For righties.
Like even the computer, they have all of these mouses, you know, to control the computer. They're all made for righties, these special mouses. There's one company that makes, I actually once bought, it makes a special mouse for a lefty. You're right. You say the world is a world that's made for righties. But, you know, the truth is, for example, when you take a step, which foot do you put first? Do you put first your right foot or the left foot? So the average person puts their right foot first. Yeah. So what about a lefty? So if you go, a lefty also puts the right foot first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go to take a camera and you go just watch people go get up and without them being known, without being paying attention. Lefties put their right foot first, just like lefties. So it's only the hand. It's only the hand. There's really very little difference than a lefty and a righty. It's only the hand. And that opens up a very big question. So there are three lefties. There's three different types of lefties. There's a lefty who just uses his left hand, like a regular lefty, to like me, your husband, regular lefty. Then there are lefties that everything about them is the left. They actually put their left foot first.
Oh yeah.
Then there are lefties it's an illness. They say they can't live long is where their whole body is reversed. Like instead of their heart being on the left side, their heart's on the right. The whole body, everything about the body, is inverted.
I never heard of that.
Yes. So that's a sickness. It's a very dangerous condition. A person is born. It's like some type of mutation, some type of genetic disformity where the whole body is reversed, and like, you know, in the body, in the anatomy, there are certain things that are on the left, like the lungs. There are different. Everything's. There are certain parts of the body that on the right are one size, and the left is different. The heart is on the left side. So someone that's a lefty. The only difference is that he uses his left hand more than his right hand. But his body, his anatomy, is the same exact thing as every other person. So when it says in Chazal that a lefty is posul avoda, who says that means a regular lefty? Like today, the someone today says a lefty. So just because you use your left hand, why does that make you posul avoda? Maybe when the Gemara says a lefty is posul avoda, it's referring to the other two types of lefties, where the whole body, the whole anatomy is reversed. Or he does everything with the left, even he puts his left foot first. Okay, so there are different types of lefties. It's not so simple that a lefty is a...
Different than tefillin also.
Sorry?
The tefillin also. my husband has puts on the tefillin on the other hand.
Oh, right. So the tefillin, right. Because that's a din in the hand. Because that din of the left is a din in the hand, right? In the hand, your weaker hand. But it doesn't necessarily reflect that the person has a blemish. This that everyone says that a lefty can't do avodah. You know that's not such a simple thing that it's correct that a person that has a regular lefty is possible to be avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, that's what everyone says. That's what we accept. But it's not so simple. It's really not so simple. That's what it means. All right, whatever. It's a big topic. Interesting topic.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Reish is the Goncha, Tireshka, Vitzarecha, Reish is Geis, Toincha, Tin, let's over here in the Pasi, you shall go give the Reish is Toincha, the first of your grain, and your wine, and your oil, and the first of the wool. Let's see Rashi. Rashi over here says, Reish is the Goncha, Zutruma. The Reish is the Goncha is Teruma. Okay, Veloy Perish Bas Shir, and we don't have a, it doesn't say what the Shir, how much Truma do you give? Avul Rabbeinu Nasnu Bas Shi'ur. Ayin yafe echad me arba oim. Someone is very generous, gives 1 in 40. Ayin ro echad mishishim, 1 in 60. Beinonis, someone who's in the middle, echad me chamishim. That's what we do. So according to the letter of the law, the amount of truma a person gives from his grain is 1 in 50. 1/50. Person wants to be generous, he gives 1 in 140. If he wants to be stingy, 1/60. Okay. Now, v'sam chala mikra shlo lifchos mechad mishishim shenemar. How do you know this? How do you know that a person should not give less than 1/60 as a gift to the kohen? Because it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, shishes ho'efa mechoymer hachitim. It says that pasuk, a sixth of an efa mechoymer from a chomer of wheat. Now, what does that mean? Shishes ho'efa, a sixth of an efa is a chatzi sa'a. Okay, these are all measurements. Kesha'atonosin chatzi sa'a l'kar. And when you make a calculation of a chatzi saw for a car, harei echad mishishim. Why? Shakar shloishim sin. Something called a car. A car, there are 30 car in, there are 30 saw in one car. That means there are 60 half of measures of sa'ah in one car. That's a very popular number in the Gemara. You have a car, chafresh, and there are 60 measures, there are 30 sa'ah in one car. Now if there are 30 sa'ah in one car, that means there are 60 half sa'ahs in one car. Now we go back. So what is a sixth of an epha? A sixth of an epha comes out, the different parallel calculations, 1/6 of an epha is a half of a saw. Now, how do we know that? That we have to go through the whole calculation, which Rashi is not discussing, but Rashi says a shishis or epha from a choymer of wheat. Now, a choymer is the same thing as a car. Okay, I know this sounds very strange. I really need some charts and some different systems of calculations. And the vocabulary is very strange because the words that we use in the Torah are not necessarily the same words that are used in the Chazal. But for our purposes over here, all we need to know is that a chomer is exactly the same thing as a car. And a chomer is divided according to a certain calculation, which I don't have in front of me. I have actually a very, very good chart on the shul, not here. Really, really good stuff. Maybe I should bring it in, but I don't know. But in any event, there is a 1/6 of a chomer is equal to a half of a sa'ah. And being that we know that there are 60 half a sa'as in a chomer, which is basically there are 60 half of us in a car, Yecheskel is teaching us that the proper amount of teruma is 1/60th, because he's demanding that we give to the Kohen a sixth of an ephah. A sixth of an ephah basically comes out to a half of a sa'ah. And he's telling us to give a half a sa'ah from the full measure. The highest measure is a chomer or a kar, which comes out to giving exactly 1/60th of what you have to the Kohen. That is the bare minimum a Yisrael has to give to the Kohen. And by the way, that's only midrabanan. According to the Torah, all you have to give is the smallest amount of mashu. Even a small teeny kernel, according to Torah law, is sufficient. And yoyotze, according to Torah law. In that Torah, you only have to give a mashu, the smallest amount. Midrabanan, you're supposed to give not less than 1/60th. And if you're very generous, you give 1/40th. And if you're a Beinoni, you give 1/50th. And here we're discussing the Makar from according to Yecheskel, which is Lapi Kabbalah, to not give less than 1/60th. Now today, we don't do that. Because today, since today in Eretz Yisrael, where they give Chuma, since today in Eretz Yisrael, the Chuma is not going to be eaten by the Kohen. The Chuma will not be eaten by the Kohen because, first of all, there are no Kohanim to give it to. And even if there was a Kohen to give it to, the Kohen is Tomei, and the food is Tomei. So anyway, it's not going to be eaten. Therefore, since we don't give it, because no one today can say about themselves that they're a Kohen Miyuchas, and even if they would get it, they could not eat it because they're Tomei. So why bother giving it? But on the other hand, if you don't separate truma, then the grain is tevel. So what we do is today we separate the smallest amount according to Torah law. And that small amount is discarded. It's basically buried. So even though this halach is true when there was a Beis HaMikdash and there are Kohanim, and you have to go give the Kohanim, but Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash and there are no Kohanim, so then you only have to go give the smallest amount Minat Torah. Okay, so that's the law of Truma. Okay, the next Rashi says, Reish, I guess, we want to welcome Rabbi Lezer Bachi. Welcome to the Shir. Thank you for coming. Now we're up to Reish's Gei Soncha. There's a mitzvah to give to the Kohen the wool. Kesha'ata Goy Zei Soncha, B'chol Shonatein Mimena, Reish's Lak Kohen. When every year when a person he shears the wool of his animal, he should go give to the Kohen the first shearings of wool. And the Chazal did not give the measure. Rabbi Seinu Rosnu Bashiur Echad Mishishim, exactly the same thing. You take all the wool that you shear off an animal and you give to the Kohen 1/60th of what you've removed. And the Kamut Soin Chayavos Bereishis, I guess. In other words, when you have to give wool, only if you have at least 5 sheep. If you share the wool of less than 5 sheep, then there is no requirement to give Reishis Hages. You mechuyev first to give Reishis Hages only when you have a bare minimum of 5 animals. Chamesh v'chelesh nemar, v'chamesh soin asuyois, 5, this pasuk in Shmuel, 5 sheep asuyois were prepared. Rabbi Akiva oimer, Reishis geshtayim, soincha arba, tenlo, harei chamisha. Okay, so he makes a drasha, and this drasha is Ramat Rakiva, he says, Reishis geis, the first of the sheep, shtayim, tsoincha arba, that's 6, titin lo, harei chamisha. I don't understand what this means. I'm totally clueless what this means over here. According to Anakamba, Rabbi Kiva says, Reishis geis, shtayim, tsoincha arba, titin lo, harei chamisha, ayin sifrei v'chulin kuf lamid hei. So you know what, let me go get a sefer, it's right here, it'll explain this. Give me half a second, please. Okay, here we go. Happy the Sefer. I got him the Bible. Okay, so this is Perek 18, Pasuk 4. 18 for Reishis, the Gon Chatiroshcha, Rashi. Rashi over here says, Mekamet son yilo alodim l'chol pachas l'shiyun l'chayvos, chamesh. Shem yesh l'pachas m'chamesh, ki rosa son harei hei podim mezus. Shem yamar v'chamesh an asuyos ha-mincha, shosholcha avigayu l'david. Klo l'chamesh kivsoy soin asuyos, kolema mivu sholois, u'misukonos l'achdin. Now this over here is referring over here to a story, Avigayil. Avigayil was one of David's 18 wives. And David married, David had 18 wives. Avigal was one of the 18 wives. And David met her when Nabal, her husband wanted, her husband was very nasty to David. David wanted to kill him. And Avigal convinced David not to kill him. Because David was not yet recognized as a melech. His malchus, he was not yet established to be a melech. And therefore it would not be to his benefit if he would go and it would be considered murder. Murder. Only a melech has the right to kill a person because he's a married b'malchus. But if a person is not a melech, he has no right to kill anyone. So David, although David technically was anointed by Shmuel to be the new melech, but David's reputation, his name did not yet go out in the world, he was not yet accepted as being the king. And if you're not accepted as being the king, then if you're not accepted as being the king, you have no right to kill someone because you feel that he's a threat to you. And so here, when Avigayil, part of the exchange between David and Avigayil, the David should not kill Nabal, Avigayil sent David a gift of 5 sheep. And it says the 5 sheep were asuyos, they were prepared. They were cooked. They were all ready to go. So the Gemara makes a drasha that the word asuyos, kamu yin ha-mitzah neges b'tzoyin, lama sh'mechomesh shon ma'ala ha-tzoyin kvar asuyos, u'muchunos l'mitzvah chadosha. I'm reading over here, you don't have this. I'm reading over here where it says, so the Gemara is making a drasha that once you reach the threshold of 5 sheep, once you reach a threshold, then the sheep are now in a state of asuyos. They are ready to go. They are prepared. They are prepared for a new mitzvah. And that is called Reishis Hageske. That's the first part of the drasha, and then we go to Rabbi Akiva. I'm reading this from the Sefer. V'loy nosan lo, hare chomesh, that's going to be 5. Shavikan yesh lidwa, shakol od, shayeshcha rak arba, adayin eincha b'chlal v'nosan loy, ela titen loy, la'achar zman, keshir lecha od e'achas. V'hein, emes, shagam v'nosan loshan osin, v'kach avav, chadech alamitza, shenari v'loshan tzivoy, v'kol mokh v'loshan titen kevin, shahu shina v'loshan akasar, hayu mayra al ha'osid, yosem, me'ashev nosan. Okay, this is a very complicated drasha. And according to this wonderful Sefer, this Sefer became a very popular Sefer. The Sefer, see this Sefer over here? It's called Rashi Kipshudai. It became a very, very popular bar mitzvah present. It's 5 volumes, and what he does over here is he explains Rashi very, very clearly. I'm not a critic, I'm not trying to say anything, but I find that it doesn't always help me. But in this particular instance, it does. Otherwise, I wouldn't understand. And he's explaining it very, very well. And now let's read the words on the screen to get a better appreciation of what this Rashi means. It says, Reishis gei sancha, kishatu gei sancha, v'chol shana tein mimena reish l'kaifma. We know that. V'loi peish v'ach ha-shir. But Abba said, nos nebo shir echad mishishim. Okay? The shir is 1 in 60. Now, here, by the way, Rashi does not tell us the source. How do you know the shir is 1 in 60? It doesn't say. Okay, because before when it came to Truma, Rashi went out of his way to tell us the source. The source comes from Pasuk in Yechezkel, where Yechezkel says he's supposed to give to the Kohen 1/6 of an Eifah, which is basically a half of a sa'ah. And there are 30 sa'ah in a kor, which means there are 60 half of sa'ah in a kor. And a kor is the same exact thing as a choymer. So when the pasuk says you shall give truma, and pasuk Yecheskel says a sixth of an eva, in essence is telling you to give 1/60 of grain to the kohen. That's for grain. But when it comes to reishis hageiz, Rashi does not provide us the source how we know you're supposed to give 1/60. Assumption is once the Torah reveals the number 1/60 with regard to grain, I guess by extension we extrapolate that you should give 1/60 for all of the other gifts that a Jew gives to a Kohen. And one of the gifts that we give to the Kohen is wool. So you shall give to the Kohen 1/60 of what you have. Now comes part two of Rashi. Rashi says the halacha is you have absolutely no obligation to give anything to the Kohen unless you have a minimal threshold of animals. How many animals? 5 animals. You have to at least own 5 animals and share their wool to be chayiv to then give him what you have, 1/60 to the Kohen. If you don't have 5 animals, then you don't have to give anything to the Kohen. How do we know this? So Rashi provides two sources. One source comes from the dialogue between Avigail and David. Avigail prevented David from killing her husband, Nabal. And then Avigail sent David a gift. She sent him 5 sheep that were prepared. She asuyois. Asuyois means they were prepared. What does it mean they were prepared? So the simple understanding is they were cooked. They were cooked, they were roasted, they were ready to take out food. It was takeout. What in the world will David do with so much takeout? It's an enormous amount of meat. 5 sheep, all ready to eat, all cooked and kashered and salted and chves and everything you want to, everything you want to go do. I guess David would give it to his family. The Gemara makes a drasha that when it says they were asuyois, it doesn't just mean that they were cooked, it means they were ready. What were they ready for? The drash is they were ready for another mitzvah. What is the other mitzvah? The mitzvah of reishis hageiz. Now comes Rashi's second interpretation, and he says, another is Rabbi Akiva says reishis hageiz. It says reishis hageiz. So he explains the word reishis. Reishis means the first. The word first has a connotation that there is a second. Because if you don't, because I know that's the difference between the word rishoin and the word tachila. Tachila is a word which means the beginning, and it doesn't necessarily have a connotation that there's something which comes afterwards. When you use the word reishis has a connotation, there's a first and then there is a second. So the fact that the pasuk selected the word reishis, which automatically connotes that there is a second, already indicates two. There are already going to be two. Reishis. Then when it says tzoncha means your sheep, that's going to be reishis, let me go back to the point, reishis hageiz tzoncha. Tzoncha means another two. Because the word tzoncha is plural. How do you know it's plural? I already forgot what he says over here. Tzon chashuloshen rai. The word tzon chom, it doesn't say tzon. The word tzon, he says, is l'shoin rabim. Why? I don't know why. Why isn't tzon? I guess that's the word. The word, it would say the word se. The word tzon automatically means two, so that means 2 + 2 = 4. Then when it says the word titain lo, the correct word should have been yitain lo, not titain lo. Nosan loy. You should say the word nosan loy. Why the word nosan loy? Because we just say v'nos. I guess the word yid. V'nosan la'koyin. Look in the previous pasuk. Pasuk gimel. V'zeyel yeh mishra koyin yeso am e'ez zevchei ha'zevach. Im sharim se. V'nosan la'koyin. So it should say v'nosan la'koyin v'nosan loy. Reishis geiz tzoncha. It should say, take out the word titenlo, get rid of these two words, and be consistent with what it said in the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk it says, v'nosan la'koyin hazraya v'halachoya yim yakeva. You give the koyin the manas kahuna of a regular animal, of shchitas chulin. So here it should say, reishis degoncha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. Or I guess you should say again, v'nosan loy, you shall give to him, reishis degoncha, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, v'reishis geiz, tzoncha. This word is very disturbing, titenlo. The word titenlo is not the word that would be consistent with what it says before. Just like here it says the word v'nosan loy, we should be consistent and use the word v'nosan. The fact that it says word of a titen lo is a drasha. We make a drasha. What is a drasha? The word titen lo is the future tense. You shall in the future give him. Not now. Later. What do you mean later? Give it to him now. No, right now you don't have enough animals. You only have 4 animals. When you will have in the future another animal, then you will have reached the threshold to be chayiv in reishis hageis. This is a very complicated drasha. Okay, it starts off, it says in the pasuk the word reishis. Reishis! The word reishis automatically implies that there is a shenis, a first and a second. So the word itself indicates the number 2. The word tzoncha is plural, that's 2. So it's 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now it says it's not enough. You have to wait. You have to wait for the future. When things in the future will change, will get better, then, Tita, what's going to happen in the future? So the implication is that in the future you will have another animal, then you'll be able, you have reached the threshold, now you'll be able to go and give, Reishis Hageis. Okay, so that's the drasha. Very complicated. It's a very, very complicated drasha. So let's read the Rashi here one more time.
Okay, it was very good. Kedai that we learned this Rashi. Reish gei soncha. Kesha'ata goiz et soncha b'chol shana. When you share your wool of animals every single year, tein mimene give from it reishis la'koyim. Give to the koyim. V'loi perash v'ha'shi'or. The Torah didn't give you the measure. Rabbi Sim nasnu b'shi'orecha m'shishim. Okay, when you do give, you give 1 in 60, and the assumption is because 1 in 60 is equivalent to when you give truma. How many animals is the minimum number of animals you have in your shagayis? 5. How do you know number 5? Shenemar. It says by Avigail, she gave to David, 5 sheep that were ready. Simply it means they were cooked. Like takeout food, ready to eat. And here the Gemara makes a drasha, they were ready for a new mitzvah of voracious against. Because once you have 5, you're ready to go. Rabbi Akiva, says, no, it's not the drasha. Voracious against is shtayim. Because the word voracious implies there's going to be a second. Soincha, your sheep, is now also 2. It's plural. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Arba'ah. Now it should have said the word v'nosan loy, like it said in the previous pasuk, but instead it said the word titenlo, an unusual word, to tell you the future. Harei chamisha.
Your future is you're not yet ready. When you only have 4, you don't have yet 5, you're not yet ready to give, you have to wait until the future. Now when you have 5, now you're first going to give. Okay, so this is 2 very nice rashis. And the first, I want to go back now for 1 second, the first rashi. Now that I have the safe in front of me, let me see how it explains over here the calculation. I mean, it says over here, a chomer is a kor. Same exact thing. Like exactly, okay, I was correct in the way I explained it. Okay, the first part of the Rashi is you have to appreciate is that the word a kor is exactly the same thing as a chomer. In the Torah, the Torah uses the word chomer. It's a large piece of land, a large measure of grain. And in Chazal, the word chomer is the word kor. And a sixth of an ephah. Okay, Rashi is not doing that here for us. And either is it doing it in the Sefer. It's also not explaining to you over here. That's disappointing. It's not explaining that to you here in the Sefer either. And that is a 1/6 of an ephah is equal to a half of a saw. And being that a half of a saw is a 60th of a chomer, which is a 60th of a kor, automatically that means you're supposed to give 1/60th. Okay, so those are the two Rashis. Let's just do the Targum and we'll stop. Targum over here says, on the Reish Iburach, the first of your grain, of Chamroch and of your wine, U'mishchoch and of your oil, V'Reish Giza, the first of your shearing, the Anoch of your sheep, T'ten Leg, give to the Kohen. Okay, pretty straightforward. Okay, let's do one more quick pasuk. It's an easy pasuk over here. Very good. Kivoi, because him, the Kohen, Bochar Hashem Elokecha Mikol Shavatecha, he has been selected. Lamo, to stand. L'sharis, to minister. B'shem Hashem, who he, Uvonov, and his children, Kol Hayomim. Okay, it ends this parasha. Rashi, Lamo, l'sharis, Mikan She'en Sheus Ela Me'oimed. The fact that it says the word La'amod L'sharis, we derive a very important pasuk, and that is that anything that is called in the Torah to minister, a sheirus, it must be done standing. The avoda in the Beis HaMikdash is called a sheirus. When the Kohanim, they shecht, they slaughter, they receive the blood, they sprinkle the blood, they have to do it while they are standing. How do we know that? When they say Berchas Kohanim, they must stand. How do we know that? Because it says in the pasuk la'amod l'shares, to stand and minister. Every type of sherus must be done in a state of standing. Okay, now what does the Targum in this pasuk say? Arei vei, him, the Kohanim, yitirei Hashem. Okay, this is a very important word. Yitirei means selected. Hashem l'chem mikol shiftach all of your tribes. L'mekam, to stand, l'shamosha, to serve, b'shmo da Hashem, in the name of Hashem, who, he the Kohen, Levi, uvno he and his children, kol yomayo, all of the days. Alright, we're going to stop over here by end of the parasha, Samach, a safe parasha. So we did over here in 2 days, we did two small parashios. We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we did 5 psukim in 2 days. Okay, now remember, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. There's not going to be a shir tomorrow night. Rabbi Leizer, tomorrow night we're not having a shir. Okay, no shir okay. Tomorrow night. And okay, Mr. Misglad, have a wonderful night. Thank you, Leizer, for coming. Mr. Misglad, have a wonderful night. Thank you for coming. All the best to everyone.
Monday you will have a shir.
Monday is Labor Day, yes. Mirat Hashem, Labor Day, yes. Regular schedule Monday.
I will be on a wedding, so...
Okay, Mazel Tov. Enjoy. Enjoy the wedding.
Okay.
Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Good night.
Okay, take a good night. All the best.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you. Be well, be well. Zai gesund.